Greetings, Saints of God, as we continue to explore why love must work as an aspect of love must win. We spoke previously about the love brand as a divine trademark and what a love brand must represent, must be seen, it must be seen, it must be identified as we move around individuals. It is the brand for believers. It is what God requires. And it's our true foundation. Bless God. The word of God said that Christ commanded us to love one another. Bless the name of the Lord. But guess what? The word of God also tells us that we must be known by love. Christ told the disciples that a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 13 verse 35, verse 34. Verse 35 says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye love one another. What a word. What a word. What a word this morning. It is Christ's commandment that we love one another. And so it's critical. It's our true foundation. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17 says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. So it must be rooted. I mean, it must be very, very strong, firm, and grounded, stable in love. And as we do this, we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, glory. We cannot allow the enemy to deny us from reaching that place where we are filled with all the fullness of God. That comes out of the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. God Almighty, when we have that love that passeth knowledge, we will be filled with all the fullness of God. We'll understand the breadth, length, and depth, and height, three-dimensional aspect of God. Not just on a surface level, but on a three-dimensional level. We'll understand the gamut of what God's love is as we seek to be rooted and grounded in his love. This kind of love fulfills believers, and it is our God-given responsibility. It's our God-given ability and responsibility. God gave us this ability to love, and we must exercise it. Bless the name of the Lord. Very important that we seek to allow the love of God to flow in our hearts as a people of God. Very critical to our spiritual existence as believers. Very important. Bless God. I love to turn the Bible pages, so you might be hearing the flickering of the pages as I seek to find the very important aspects or scriptures that speak to what I'm talking about this morning. And so it's important. It fulfills us as believers. And love is our God-given responsibility. Responsibility. And it must be our responsibility, our response situation. So here we talk about true foundation, rooted and grounded love. And that Christ said here, we must love one another. Bless God. They must know that we are Christians by our love. One writer put it this way, on Christ the solid rock I stand. Rooted and grounded, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. We must seek to ensure that love of God is growing in our hearts as believers in Christ. That Christ is resident in our hearts. And that through Christ we can manifest. Through Christ we can extrude the love of God. Extrusion is important. Is when the metal, liquid metal, is forced through a channel to form a new product. Some of us, as believers, all of us need to go through that extrusion process where God extrudes us to create the kind of shape, the character that he wants us to become. Metal is shaped by extrusion at times. It's forced through a channel that produces a new shape And God knows we need a new shape. We need a new dimension. Many of us need a makeover in our walk with God. A makeover in love. So we really know how to love in the true meaning of the word. Not just by word, but by deed and by truth. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless.